Yes, let's see. Never did be around, I never was around buggies much.
Okay. Well, what about the, if you've got two horses on a wagon, you hitch them to the what? Single tree or?
Yeah, double tree.
Okay, and one horse is hitched to the what?
Single tree. Okay.
And when you're getting ready to plant land, you have to clear it, and then after you clear it, when you break it, you use a what?
You mean like a breaking plow or a disc? Okay. Well, now they use what they call a disc, but a long time ago it was a breaking plow.
Okay. And sawing firewood, if you have a stand out back that you saw firewood on, you call that a what?
The what you put the wood on?
Yeah, to saw logs especially. You put it there. Some people call it a saw buck or a saw horse. Or,
yeah, saw horse.
Okay. And something in the old days that men used to sharpen their razors on.
The razor strap? I mean, is that right? The razor strap? Mm-hmm.
Well, I know. That's what my granddaddy used to say he was going to get after me.
Yeah, with you.
Something that you might use besides a comb to smooth your hair down.
Brush.
Okay. And a thing when kids make a toy, they'll take a plank or something and put it over.
Seesaw.
Yeah. You'd say they're doing what?
Seesawing.
Okay. Now what about a thing like a seesaw, except it's got a peg through the center of it and it spins around this way?
Flying Jenny. I don't know, it may have another name now.
Flying Jenny's all I've ever known it by.
Kind of call them merry-go-rounds or horse.
Yeah, now they have these big round ones mm-hmm. that the kids push around. Those flying jennies have injured
dangerous,
many kids.
Yeah, I know a boy got killed one time.
Oh, really?
I hit a tree, you know, I slung him off and hit a tree.
I've heard of people getting killed. I never knew of anybody who
was. I think that Dillard Forrest brother, Jimmy, you remember?
I hadn't known it, Jerry.
No, he was smaller then, of course, a long time ago. People don't have him as much now as they did.
Mm-hmm.
You forget I'm not a genuine hurricane or something.
What about if they just got a rope from a tree limb and they put a board in it and they're doing what?
That's their swing.
Okay. And if you're burning coal or in the fireplace of the stove, you might have a what to hold the coal next to it.
Great.
Okay. On the outside of the fireplace, though, the thing's got a handle in it and on it, and some people call it a coal scuttle or...
Yeah, bucket.
Bucket, okay. What, if you're burning coal, say, in a stove, or burning anything in a stove, what runs from the stove to the chimney, though?
Pipes.
Okay. And if you were out in the field or out away from the tool shed and you wanted to sharpen a knife or something, you'd rub it with a what?
Quit rock.
Okay. And back at the barn, you might have a big one with a crank on it,
Yeah, that's
kind of
thing. They have some name, I say, what's that called?
Some people say you put, when you're working, you've got your nose to the...
Grind.
Yeah. And if an axle, I mean, if a wheel squeaks on a wagon or something, you might have to put some what on it?
Grease.
Okay. You say, I've got to go out and do what to the wheel?
Grease it.
Okay. If you had a door hinge or something that was squeaking, you'd squirt some what on it?
Oh.
Okay. And what was it that, what did you call the stuff they used to burn in the old lamps?
Coal.
Yeah. I haven't seen one of these in a long time. And back in the old days, well, not in the old days, good. Before they started making tires like they do now, you used to have a what inside a tire that you could take out and float on.
The air tube.
Yeah.
Some of them still have it, don't
they? Yeah, I'm sure they still have them, but you know, used to when you were wanted to go swimming, you could go to any filling station, buy an inner tube for a quarter or 50 cents mm-hmm. or something like that. You can't do that anymore. If somebody comes around and wants you to try a new kind of soap or something like that, they're likely to give you a free
sample.
Okay.